This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Suicide rates have been rising in nearly every state. It's now the 10th leading cause of death in the United States. And according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, nearly 45,000 Americans aged 10 or older died by suicide in 2016. Suicide is rarely caused by a single factor. That's why researchers at UT Southwestern are working on a study that combines intervention with a personalized app aimed at teenagers. Dr. Betsy Kennard is leading the research, and as part of KERA's Breakthroughs Project, charting the leading edge of health science and technology, she's here to talk about their progress. Betsy Kennard, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Describe how this works. What kind of intervention does the program provide, and how does the smartphone app come into play?
Sure. What we did, we teamed up with researchers at the University of Pittsburgh. Dr. David Brandt and I were the PIs on the study. And basically what we were trying to do is to develop an intervention that would protect kids who had been hospitalized for suicide attempt from making another attempt. We know that after discharge from an inpatient hospital stay, which most kids who have had suicidal attempts are usually admitted to the hospital, that 3 to 4 weeks after discharge is a very high risk for reattempt. So what we tried to do is to develop an intervention. We were funded by the National Institute of Mental Health. We developed a brief 3-hour intervention that we called As Safe as Possible that would reduce their risk by targeting factors that we know to be more protective. So helping them manage their distress, helping them get access to positive emotions, helping them manage emotions without acting on suicidal urges. We combined this with an app that we developed that would allow the child to have access to their safety plan on their phone and also the strategies that they found to be helpful in managing suicide risk and suicidal urges.
I've read that the app is custom designed to each teen's needs. How does that work out?
Yes. So the therapist works directly with the teen after they develop a safety plan and find out what strategies work for that particular teen. We load those into the app. So if social support or getting peer support is helpful, we have pictures of their friends. We have their numbers of their friends. We have numbers of trusted adults as well as crisis contacts so they can get support when they need it. We also have strategies like mindfulness or meditation, if they find that helpful, deep breathing websites that they can access.
Your study found that the rate of attempted suicides by teens who received the intervention was halved compared to those who received standard care.
That's correct.
So what do you think is going on here? It almost seems too good to be true that an app and a few hours of intervention could result in such a dramatic reduction.
We feel like two things. Our goal was to give them skills that they may not get in standard care that were very suicide specific and skills that would help them deal with suicidal urges. The app helped us extend that care and bridge the care until they got into follow-up treatment. That was another goal of the intervention, is to make sure a lot of times kids will get out of the hospital and have trouble transitioning to the next level of care. And we really focused on that too. Your question is a good one. We don't know what component of our intervention worked, and that's why the next phase is to see if we can de-aggregate the different components of the intervention to see what was most helpful.
What's next for the program? How do you go from clinical trials, I guess this is what we're seeing now, to something used, say, in hospitals or a kind of a hospital environment?
Sure. So what's next for us? So this was a very small pilot study. A lot of the time we spent developing the app and developing the treatment, and so we tested it on a small number of people, and the results were promising. The next step is to expand the study to a larger number of children and their families, and we've got a design. It's called a 2x2 design, but basically it allows us to test the app alone, the intervention, the 3-hour intervention alone, which we call ASAP, which is as safe as possible, and to test them together and against treatment as usual, allowing us to figure out which component is the most effective, as well as in this next study, we will see which one is the most cost effective.
Betsy Kennard is a professor of psychiatry at UT Southwestern. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.